The simultaneous portion of the exercise is about to begin. It is approximately 7 minutes long. Take this time to adjust the volume of your headsets to a comfortable level. Please start your interpretation when you hear the phrase, "Welcome to arraignments." The test will begin in 5 seconds. Welcome to arraignments. The purpose of these proceedings is for you to enter a plea to the charge that is pending against you. When you come to the podium, the court will advise you of your charge, inform you whether it is a first or second degree misdemeanor, and you will need to enter your plea. Since these proceedings are being recorded, please do not say anything about your case until after you have entered your plea. Anything you say can be used against you should you proceed on a not guilty plea. As you know, you have 3 plea options: guilty, not guilty, or no contest. If you plead not guilty, you deny the charge against you and retain all the rights listed on the front of the plea form that you have read. If you plead guilty, you admit the charge against you, give up all the rights listed on the front of the plea form, and the court will pronounce a sentence. If you plead no contest, you neither admit nor deny the charge against you, give up all the rights listed on the front of the plea form, and the judge will sentence you accordingly. If you enter a not guilty plea, your case will not be resolved today. In that case, you will be required to return to the courthouse for further proceedings. If you have not already retained an attorney or don't think you can afford to retain one, and you are requesting the court to appoint the public defender, please have your financial affidavit completed and signed. The court will review your affidavit and, if you qualify, appoint the public defender to represent you in this case. If the public defender is appointed to represent you, it will be your responsibility to do the following. First, you will be required to pay an application fee within 7 days for the services of the public defender. You will also be required to contact the public defender's office within 10 days to arrange a meeting with your attorney. The clerk will provide you with the information you will need to get in touch with a public defender's office. Finally, I must inform you that while a public defender may be less expensive than a private attorney, the services of the public defender are not free. Therefore, you will be required to pay a reasonable fee for the legal services you receive as a defendant in these proceedings. This fee will be assessed at the conclusion of your case. If you plead either guilty or no contest, your case will probably be resolved today, and when you leave, you will know what your sentence will be. However, in some cases, it may be necessary to postpone sentencing. If that were necessary, the court will advise you when your next court appearance will take place. The minimum and maximum sentences that you face today depend on the charges. If you are charged with a misdemeanor, you could be sentenced as follows: a minimum of 0 days in the county jail, up to a maximum of 1 year. A minimum of 0 days on county probation, up to a maximum of 1 year. A minimum fine of $0 up to a maximum of $1,000. Also, if you enter a plea of guilty or no contest to the charge of possession of 20 grams or less of cannabis, and the court finds you guilty, your driving privileges in the state will be suspended for 2 years. Additionally, as part of any sentence, you will be assessed criminal court cost. In order for you to fulfill your financial obligations, the judge will set a payment schedule for all monetary amounts you are ordered to pay. Should you fail to make your payment on time and do not appear at the next scheduled collections court date, the presiding judge can charge you with contempt of court, issue a warrant for your arrest, and you could be sent to jail. Because the cases in here today are criminal cases, the court can sentence you to jail if you plead guilty or no contest. Depending upon the charge and any prior criminal record you may have, jail may be appropriate. If you are concerned about a possible jail sentence, please don't hesitate to ask the judge if you will go to jail should you enter a guilty or no contest plea. When you are finished at the podium, please remain in the courtroom until you receive your copy of the judge's disposition. This is your record of today's proceedings. If you are not a U.S. citizen, a plea of guilty or no contest could result in your deportation. If you are not a U.S. citizen, you may wish to enter a plea of not guilty and consult with an attorney. If you wish to appeal your sentence, your appeal must be filed in writing within 30 days of today's date. If you wish to appeal and don't think you can afford to retain an attorney to represent you, you can request that the court appoint the public defender. If you are going to request that a public defender be appointed to represent you, you must fill out an affidavit of insolvency. If you are interested in appealing your sentence, the clerk can provide you with more information. Please make sure that all forms you will be using today are completely filled out and signed. The clerk will call about 10 people at a time. Please respond out loud when your name is called and then line up in the center aisle where the gates open. You will be called to the podium one at a time in the order in which your name was called. Thank you.
This is the end of the exercise.